Man, do we love to find blame? Why is that, and what's the prosperity lesson that we can learn from that?
Hey guys, it's Randy Gage, and you're listening to the Power Prosperity Podcast.
Hey guys, Randy back with another episode. I've got the camera on for you guys on YouTube. And let's talk about blame. I was out at a client meeting last week out in Utah, and one of the people I was meeting with was talking about the last company that she worked with, and they had a X in their name. So she said the inside joke at the company was the X was how everybody at the company was pointing at someone else to blame them for all of the things that were going wrong. They had a really toxic culture in that company, and that was one of the reasons why she left. But everybody was finger pointing for the blame. And I think we love to do that. I don't know why. Well, I do know why, actually. So let me correct that. And let me correct, let's not say we love to do that. Let's say in the past, we may have loved to do that because you and I are on this prosperity journey toward higher consciousness, and we're trying to leave behind the beliefs and the behaviors and the situations that no longer serve us, right? And blame is one of those. In particular, blaming ourselves. And I say, why is that? Well, I think it's because of the emotional payoff we get from victimhood. Whether if you're being victimized by someone else, it's good to milk for sympathy and attention. And there is this kind of a psychological payoff that can cause you to repeat that behavior where you manifest situations where you are perceived to be a victim or you perceive yourself to be a victim. And sometimes we do this to ourselves, right? We create our own drama and trauma because we're desperately trying to feel worthy. You might have low self-esteem. And so you feel like the more. And this is all subconscious. Of course, nobody would do this consciously because it's absolutely crazy. But you continually manifest self-sabotage scenarios, greater obstacles and challenges because you have this low self-esteem and you're desperate to feel worthy, and you feel like, well, if I beat this horrific disease four times instead of three times, that will make me more worthy. If I have four divorces instead of three divorces, it'll show my perseverance. I mean, it's just crazy, crazy thinking, but humans do a lot of crazy thinking. We get a lot of negative programming, a lot of dysfunctional programming. Many of us come from dysfunctional upbringings where we're simply repeating the negative patterns of our parents and grandparents. So you got to recognize that, and you got to say, okay, that does not serve me any longer. Because I think that's the most destructive blame cycle is when you're blaming yourself. And I thought I'd do this show this week because this week is the today. I'm recording this on Monday. You're going to see it on Tuesday, but I have a email that I do every week. Two of them, actually. I do a Friday philosophy, just kind of a more of a deep dive look into some aspect of personal development and growth. And then Monday Mojo, which is really short, usually like one paragraph email, just to kind of set up your week and prepare your consciousness for the week ahead. And if you're not a subscriber, you need to do that. Go to randygage.com and you'll see right at the top corner, Gage on Prosperity newsletter. Sign up for that. So that was the topic today, was releasing blame. And my phone blew up. By the time I finished my cardio and came in my office, already had so many DMs in my phone from people I that it resonated with them. And here's the thing about blame and tragedy and challenges. Okay, we need to do three things. First, we need to learn from it. Second, we need to bless it. And third, we need to release it. So blame, right? I've done a lot of horrible things in my life that I wish I didn't do. You have as well. We blame ourselves for those things, as probably we should sometimes, right? But recognize that, okay, I made that mistake, but what is the lesson? What can I learn from that that will make me elevate me to a higher version of myself moving forward? And then the second thing is to bless that blame, to be thankful, grateful for that blame. And I think this is a powerful reframe, to be able to say, man, I feel so guilty. I feel so horrible. I feel terrible for what I did. This could never be excused. Why did I do that? I hurt people that I love, or I hurt someone else. And bless that and say, thank you, blame. Thank you for coming into my consciousness and making me realize that I am human and I make mistakes. But the fact that I do feel this blame is a powerful proof that I am striving to become a higher possible version of myself. It's a powerful proof that I can recognize mistakes and then move forward from them and learn the lesson. And then, of course, the third stage is you need to simply release it. One last thought, which I wrote in the newsletter today: your past is not who you are, but the seed of who you can become. Peace. Thanks so much for listening. Do me a favor, please, and practice the circulation law of prosperity by telling your friends about the Power Prosperity Podcast. Please like it, rate it, and share. Peace.